Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
But, you know, getting married at an early age, just saying, worries me a little bit. Worries me a little bit.
And you know what worries me a little bit? That he was planning that engagement before Game 7 of the World Series. I had a hot take about this. I don't want to get too hot about it. Mm-hmm. But to me, when you're getting ready for Game 7 of the World Series, it's the game of your life. It's do or die. Mm-hmm. To me, if you're planning an engagement before Game 7 of the World Series, to me, that's just a little bit weird. What happened if they lost? Was he still going to propose?
You know what Teddy J calls it?
Probably not.
You know what Teddy J calls it? A succubus. So, I'm not saying...
Hey, guys, Teddy J here.
I'm not saying Mrs. Correa is a succubus, but does Bregman have a girlfriend? I mean, you know,
he probably has a few.
Exactly. Case in point.
You're in the loop with Fred Landry and Lopez on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Breaking down all the hot issues from different angles than what you would normally get from other shows. So, you know, we're looking at... We're looking at the entire package, boys and girls. That didn't come out right.
Nah, it's always good to look at the entire package. If you want to get technical, you got to look at the entire package.
So not that guy from the Coy Water did.
The entire package.
You hear about this? He just told me about that.
What happened?
I'm drinking a LaCroix water here.
Is that the, show me the can.
That's the yuppie millennial.
Oh, yeah, we have that at the crib. Don't get the strawberry.
This is...
The lemon's the best. Lemon's the best.
I don't know, man. Have you tried the cherry limeade?
Nah, that's good.
Nah, it's legit.
Man, I lost my faith in their red products because the strawberry was
They're
so bad.
They're all good.
They really are.
But you can't go wrong did you seltzer. See what this dude is doing now, man?
What's he doing?
What's he been doing, actually?
What he's accused of doing?
No, he didn't. Do we want to know?
The owner slash CEO of...
What's this guy's name again?
LaCroix. I'm looking it up. Apparently,
like
for
that?
Several years, well, he's been charged, allegedly.
Okay, charged. Right? Yeah, allegedly. Put that on there.
Accused.
Like, he flies.
Liability taken care of.
He's got a pilot's license for a jet. I mean, he's like big time.
Yeah.
And flies with other pilots on all his business trips.
Okay.
And fondles them as they're flying. Allegedly.
Like the pilots?
Yes.
Yeah. Bro pilots.
Man, this sounds like... I don't want to have a take on this. Yeah, that's terrible.
No, the take is you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, the take is you shouldn't do it, but the take could also be maybe this is a misunderstanding.
Nick Caparella.
And here's where there's smoke, there's fire. He settled out of court like in 2012 with another pilot for literally the exact same thing.
So we all
That's a weird fetish.
We all have weird fetishes.
That's weird.
Some more weird than others.
He's 82 and he likes to touch dudes' privates.
He's 82?
Yeah, 82 years old, likes to fly the plane.
Damn. How long has that water been around?
And touch other men.
Yeah, since 84.
While they're flying the plane.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, different strokes.
Well, because the thing is, I don't know if he's the co-pilot or the main pilot, but he's one of the pilots and then he's got one of them kind of just flying along with him.
Yeah, and that would be weird.
And so.
You can't really punch him when you're, Can you put it on
autopilot and say, listen, bro, keep your hands off of me. But the deal is, because he pays them so well, they have to endure it, and he knows it.
Do airplanes still have a joystick?
Well, if they don't.
Remember like in the 40s, World War II, they had a joystick?
If they don't.
I don't know.
They do now.
I think he flies one of the older ones. Maybe that's what his problem is. He keeps getting confused.
Guys, we're a month away from Texans preseason. And 2 months away from the start of the regular season. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited.
You should be.
2017 is finally behind us. We got the 2018 season coming. Astros are going to be down the stretch. By the way, Fred, they got 70 games left still. 70 games. 30 games above 500. 70 games left. But we got some football on our sports plate right now. And I am very, very excited. I'm especially excited to travel with you guys to training camp. It's going to be a fun, fun time. We're going to have some big names on there. Some guests. I'm already trying to reach out and see who they'll bring us. I told her if they're not going to be in Pro Bowl talk, I don't want them.
There you go.
That's what I said. No, I didn't say that. I just said, hey, we'd love for you to hook us up, whatever.
We need that Kamalu dude to come on and get his thoughts.
Talk about his new, supplanting Brian Cushing.
He ain't some plant. Yeah, what, on the PED list?
My boy plays for him, you know, Kush.
No, he ain't going to – your two starting inside linebackers are etched in stone.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Cunningham and Bernard. Actually,
Kamala's an outside.
Dylan Cole. Yeah. Dylan Cole chilling. Yeah, he's an outside. It's a little little harder even back there. But Astros also, we've talked about them. We talked about the Correa thing. That was actually quite a popular topic on the DWIAttorney.com text line. Some people thought that we were a little hard on Correa for that engagement after the World Series.
No, I don't.
What's your hot take?
My take is that I think that I question somebody in how much they love baseball if before Game 7 of the World Series, the moment that every kid dreams about, he's planning on a proposal rather than just not being able to focus on anything else other than that. Because if you're basically looking past the game when you plan the proposal, maybe you could say that he was just confident. But I don't. To me, when I see Alex Bregman, I see someone who lives, eats, breathes baseball, and all his teammates talk about it. And then I see Carlos Correa, who it might be our fault that he hadn't reached the expectations, but he hasn't reached the expectations that we set for him, and he clearly has the talent to reach. I question how much he loves baseball when he does that.
I looked at it exactly different when I saw him do this. I thought he was so confident that the Astros were going to win.
Yeah, see, that's the other side of possibility.
He was just so confident in what the Astros were going to do that he went ahead and because he set it up with who was the reporter, I forget, in advance of the game and everything, told him what he was going to do if the Astros win the Astros won. And the other part of this and the other part of this is that these guys, all even Alex Bregman, who you just said, like, everything is baseball, he goes to the movies. He has a girlfriend. I mean he goes out with girls. I mean, I don't know what his situation, you know, it's not like 24/7. You know what I mean? Like, we're always doing our job at some point because you got to stay in up to date with everything going on in sports world. But I go fishing. You go to Dallas. You know, you go with your girl. You know, obviously Fred goes with, you know, whatever he does.
What the hell is that supposed to mean, John? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Just flying private planes?
I almost said the wrong thing.
He does whatever he does. I take care of my 15-year-old daughter. That's what I do. Yeah.
So he had time to, you know, even if he was uber focused on the game 7, he had time to do that.
Okay, he might have, but I don't know, man. I just find it hard to, like, what did Correa basically, like, did he go talk to Fox before? Was it seconds before the interview? Did he say, hey, interview me if we win, I'm going to propose? Mm-hmm. Where did he keep the ring? What was he going to do if they lost?
Right.
It just seems a little bit strange, but we're obviously nitpicking.
Mm-hmm.
The moral of the story is that training camp's about to start.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Training camp is about to start.
And you said it at the top, but I want to emphasize it. 1 month from today, we're playing football, man.
Yeah, there's preseason football. And a lot of people don't like preseason football. I'm a fan of it.
Well,
I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot.
I like following it just to see who the newcomers, but I would prefer not even having preseason game, like zero. Some people say they should have two. I think you should have zero. I think the teams, as a football guy, I think the teams get more out of the inter-squad practices because they're more controlled. You can go ones versus ones as opposed to, you never hardly see that anymore, you know, in preseason games. And this whole concept of, oh, the third preseason game, that's the most important one because they play three quarters. Name the last time a team played three quarters with its starters in a preseason game.
Very rare.
It doesn't happen anymore. That's from 1999.
It doesn't happen anymore. Real quick, I was looking something up while you guys were talking and besmirching my good name as far as what I do in my spare time. But, you know, we brought up Derek Jeter just to put a little, some respect on it, but to kind of put it in some comparison and perspective on our boy Carlos Correa.
Mm-hmm.
Injuries. And again, we hope this is a deal where it finally subsides as far as his injury is concerned, because he's now in his fourth full season in the major leagues, right? Our guy Carlos Correa, and we compared him to Derek Jeter just because, well, that's who we compared him to,
right?
In Derek Jeter's fourth full season, he played 158 games, had 219 hits, 102 RBIs, 24 home runs, and batted .349.
That's reaching your potential.
Okay, so that was in his fourth full season with the Yankees.
And the best take of the day, I think this is, I don't think you'll get a better take in Houston today if we're just comparing people. Number one overall picks, maybe unrealistic expectations, but are going to demand paydays regardless. the comparison you made in the opening segment, or it might have been the second segment of episode 29 of In the Loop, Fred. I thought it was spot on. And if you just list all the similarities, I think comparing Jadeveon Clowney to Carlos Correa is 100,000% spot on. Yeah. I don't think you could have come up with a better comparison than that.
Well, I mean, just wait till the next segment we talk some Pulp Fiction, but just stand by on that. No, but it remains to be seen, right? I mean, and that's what's so funny about this, and that's what's so great right now in the city of Houston when you look at all the sports that we've got going on right now. You've got contenders in every sport, Rockets, Astros, and of course, to what level and to what, how far are they going to make it? I mean, remains to be seen. Of course, obviously, we're all waited with bated breath to see what this football team does when it's all said and done. But, you've got key players at key positions who we all have these lofty expectations for, mm-hmm. and for good reason. I mean, I don't think we're doing anybody a disservice by expecting big things out of Carlos Correa because of what we've seen him be able to do.
Sure.
I don't think we're asking too much out of Jadeveon Clowney considering that he was the number one pick and, again, is an absolute freak of nature. And, again, he's coming off an MVP season, so I don't think it's out of character to think, hey, James Harden, who tells me he's going to take the next step, and to say, okay, he tells me he's going to do it. Now, is it shame on me for believing him? Well, we'll find out in a year, but at the same time, we don't have any other choice, especially right now when you're sitting here scuffling between, well, do we get Carmelo Anthony? What are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with that? Let's bring it back real quick, though. A week from today, we're going to be talking some Major League Baseball All-Star, and you've got five guys for the Astros. But the bigger thing is, and John, you talked about this, and you've been harping on this now for a few days, and it makes great sense because you've basically got two Astros who would be All-Stars right now if it wasn't for this archaic, everybody has to make the All-Star team rule that baseball employs.
And you hit it. Archaic is the perfect word. I don't know why they have to do this. And I know people, because I was going back at it with some people who like it. Every team in Major League Baseball is represented by at least one player in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And I think that's
weird.
That's weird.
That's Pee-wee stuff.
And it's old. And it's not only Pee-wee stuff. It's back. It's 1940s and 1950s stuff when you had to go, these Major League teams, players in the offseason going barnstorming tours.
Well, you know, they had like, 12 teams?
All-Star games, barnstorming tours to try to drum up interest in the game. You don't need to do it. Look at your phone. You don't need to have, a player from each team. It's in barnstorming days anymore to promote baseball, to have baseball, at the top of people's scroll of sports things going on their phone. That sounded awful. But anyway.
I get what you're saying.
You heard what I was saying. You don't need it anymore, and you're leaving people out who are deserving. It's not a true all-star game of the most deserving players. If you got, crappy players from crappy teams taking the place of guys like Morton and McHugh.
No, those two should definitely be on your all-star rosters, especially considering what they've done over the course of the season, whether he's a middle reliever or not. And you look at Charlie Morton, who's 11-2, and what he's got with his ERA. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been one of the best pitchers in the American League.
That's who I'm pissed for, is Charlie Morton. I mean, I think Charlie Morton deserves to be in the All-Star game. I don't think he's ever been. This is the best year of his career. He's the guy who won both game sevens last year for the Astros. He's just an all shucks type personality. They signed him for $7 million a year a couple years ago. Didn't expect him to be this. A lot of people didn't even think he'd be in the rotation at this point. Verlander doesn't care about making the All-Star game. He's made it plenty of times. Gerrit Cole, second time, he deserves it. But to me, the fact that Charlie Morton, a guy who it's impossible. If you dislike Charlie Morton, then that says more about you than him. I would have liked to have seen him be in this because it would have meant more to him than anybody else.
And McHugh. I think they're kind of the same player, but different roles. Obviously, Morton's a starter. I mean, McHugh, it's about rewarding the first half best players.
Mm-hmm.
Colin McHugh is the best setup man, middle reliever in baseball. And if you don't think that's important, how many saves would there be if McHugh wouldn't, or how many wins if he didn't keep you in a close game or protect a small lead?
Exactly.
He has had, and he's never had this opportunity. He deserves both of them. I think they both deserve to be there.
I think baseball also needs to take an opportunity with this. Baseball's got a problem, and I'm not breaking any news here when it comes to what they've got going on. And it's when you juxtapose it with what's going on with the World Cup right now, and whether you're not in the World Cup or not, I mean, I know this much. I have been captivated by the World Cup, and that's without the United States being in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, and maybe it's been fun for me considering that I sat and watched with bated breath Russia and Croatia. I mean,
sure.
I don't care if you're a sports fan. I mean, that was a good game. I mean, here you got two teams scoring extra goals scoring goals in extra time, and the penalty kicks at the very end was just it was out of control. But what makes it, and of course, again, you're talking about, it's literally all-star teams playing, right? So, I mean, that's, you know, but the speed of it and the fact that I know when it's going to be over, all right? And I know that's something that's been talked about forever, is that that's one thing about soccer, is that, you know, in 2 hours, you're done, right? I mean, outside of, I mean, for the most part.
You're in, you're out, it's really a lot of fun.
That's it. I mean, I know what I'm going to get, and it's nonstop. Baseball, we know, is not like that. Baseball need, and you know, I know at the beginning of the year everybody was talking about, well, it's the weather and there's problems with that. But what'd you say, Landry? Baseball's down 26% from attendance versus last year.
Yeah, attendance is down 28% in baseball at baseball stadiums. Yes,
and so you know you're talking about, well, there's still 70 games left, and you know we're just waiting for playoff baseball. Well, that's all great for us in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But what is, you know, and for the, you know, the 6-7 teams are going to make the playoffs, but what's Tampa Bay selling, okay?
Right.
What are the Oakland Athletics selling? Because it sure as hell ain't that dump of a stadium, all right? I mean, that's, baseball needs to figure out a way, and I would use the All-Star game as my ultimate testing ground. Because again, it's an exhibition. It doesn't solve the home field advantage anymore. So you can really do whatever you want. Now,
like what?
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything they can do. I think at this point, baseball is baseball, and you just got to leave it alone and let it be what it is. And appreciate it. If you don't appreciate what it is, then there's something else for you. But at the end of the day, I think baseball's just stuck in a place. And there's nothing wrong with being where they're at. I just don't think they need to make any changes.
No, I think the rule that was thrown out before the season started, if you're losing in the ninth inning, you can change your batting order. You can bring different guys up to bat. You're going to have to get, that's what I'm saying, you're going to have to get creative, because I'll put it like this. If you, or maybe you get, maybe a guy gets at least two or three calls per game where maybe in the fourth inning, you know, maybe it's the bottom of the order, but I can go ahead and I've got one of my little, you know, free passes where maybe I can bring Carlos back in. Maybe I can have Carlos hit again.
Those
maybe
have been kicked around a little bit.
Here's the thing. You got to do something because I need something to pique people's interest in this sport. Because again, you're trying to do the whole, you know, the pitch clock thing and trying to get people, which, you know, I guess that's helped a little bit, but still it's not, you know, it's not the end all be all. There needs to be some suspense. That's why we love football so much, because there's some suspense to it, right? There's many cliffhangers almost every single play. Mm-hmm. Baseball doesn't have that. And again, yeah, we love playoff baseball because it's that do or die atmosphere. But what do we do in game 112?
You either watch or you don't.
Because if the Mariners fall off, all right, and if, you know, if you're dancing a jig at the end of the month because they're 8 games up, then what? Then what are we waiting for? Because then, you know, all right, so
playoffs.
We're happy because Verlander's going to get some rest. Mm-hmm. We're happy because Garrett Cole's going to get some rest. Charlie Morton will get some rest. But what's, you know, again, to me, that's what, if you're baseball, use the All-Star game as your ultimate testing ground. Throw some crazy ideas out there. See what hits, see what doesn't, and see, you know, implement it in your game. What do you have to lose at this
point? But what also sucks about baseball is the hot stove is great. Like, it's great when free agency is going on. But they don't have a draft that you look forward to. I mean, the NBA draft gets built up.
Exactly. That's what he was talking
about. Yeah, and then you're not going to see those guys. So at least when you suck, when you're a football fan or you're a basketball fan, you'd be like, oh, well, we might win the lottery, or we might have the number one pick. Baseball? Okay. I won't know who these guys are. They could be in the organization for 3 or 4 years. Yeah. I don't even know who he is.
Not to mention your All-Star game's on a Tuesday.
Yeah. And well, that's okay to me. It'd be better if it was on the weekend, but that's okay because it's the only game in town. I mean, in baseball right now, All-Star game, it's like prime time midweek.
Well, I mean, it's the skinniest kid at fat camp. You watch because there's absolutely nothing else.
There is literally nothing else.
Well, there's a WNBA, and why aren't they getting paid more money, huh? I mean, that's a hot product. That's Landry Locker. That's John Lopez. I'm that dude, Freddie D. When we return, John Lopez sharpens up his music critique skills.
Oh, is that
we
now?
We jump into a little Post Malone, and I am going to absolutely slap around Landry Locker for the way he talked about the greatest movie in cinematic history. All that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.